Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another brand new episode of the show. Today's feature is my new friend, Kylie Fry. She joined me on Zoom thanks to Jim over at Blue Strawberry, helped hook it up and connect the dots for us. And I had a great time sitting with Kylie and talking about her brand new single, Spur of the Moment. And her upcoming date here in St. Louis. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this one. I do want to remind you that Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Roughneck Beard Company. You can shop locally at their shop in Maplewood, Missouri, off of Manchester, or shop 24/7 at roughneckbeardcompany.com. This time of the year, it's all about Roughneck Genesis. It features aloe vera juice infused with biotin, B12, MSM, and glycerin. This product will actually help your hair and skin pull moisture in from the air around it, keeping everything soft and healthy. Just a couple of quick sprays before adding your favorite beard oil or balm, and you're good to go. Again, check out their Genesis Fortifying and Nourishing Beard Maximizer. Available at roughneckbeardcompany.com and use my code RPP for an exclusive 15% off your purchase. You can get all your beard oils, balms, junk powder, whatever you need over there at roughneckbeardcompany.com. Also, big thanks to Heil Sound for their support and helping make this show sound great. Visit heilsound.com today and get yourself some brand new gear. All right, everybody. If you need me, you can find me at rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on the socials. And with all that out of the way, enjoy this new episode with Kylie Fry.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, y'all, it's Kylie Fry, and you're watching Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Scissors beat paper, paper covers rock. Rock beats, scissors, Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip-hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double-decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out on Zoom with Kylie Fry. Welcome.
What's
to
up,
the show.
Shane?
Hey, this is so cool. I'm really, really glad to be meeting you virtually.
Absolutely.
This is super cool.
It's always nice when you get to get on some type of video chat instead of just doing this over the phone, like putting a face to someone. It just, I don't know, it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
So even though I couldn't be there with you, we're here on Zoom, and yeah, I think this is so cool.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still new to this. I think just about everybody is, you know,
sure.
We're all trying to figure out how to make this thing work in these crazy times, but I've been having a ton of fun getting to do these and getting to meet people all around the country. Typically I record a lot with our local St. Louis artists because I get to, you know, it's a lot easier to coordinate schedules, but I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of really cool people around the country, especially now that Zoom is an option.
Yeah.
So this is, it's opened my whole world up to getting to meet with people all over the place.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's really cool that artists are a little bit more accessible now given
sure.
circumstances.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well,
it's great for people. It's great for artists too, because I can do an interview with someone in Missouri and
yeah.
be in Nashville, and it's great.
Right on. Yeah. Just actually one of the latest ones I posted, I got to, I recently sat down with David Ruprecht of Supermarket Sweep on Zoom and had to talk to him. So I don't know if that's you ever got awesome. To watch that show or not, but
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. He, but it just recently was added to Netflix and I think like Prime and something like that. But so, I watched a whole bunch of episodes recently on Netflix and I was just like, hey, that'd be kind of fun to talk to him. And then two days later, I'm talking to him. So
you made it happen. That's awesome. I love it.
For sure. So, so you said you're now in Nashville. You've been living there for a while, right?
Yep. It was 4 years in June that I've been here.
Yeah. That's so cool. I got a bunch of friends, down there doing it, trying to chase that dream. I'm really proud of them. Just even if like, of course you want to be on the big stages, you want to get the cuts from all these big artists and stuff, but even just being in that conversation of being down there and the opportunities that come about from being in a city like Nashville.
Absolutely. I mean, just to be here, like to make it here, to move from your hometown or wherever you were to here and to be here. And, I mean, of course, like you said, we all want to be on a certain level, but, probably the best advice that I was given in this town was, to look out the windows, because you're always going to want to like chase something bigger. You're always going to have bigger goals, but like look around you and know that you are doing it and like appreciate these moments, and just being here and getting to grow and learn. So
I've been, even now I'm trying to apply that to my own personal life. I mean, I'm not in Nashville or anything, but just trying to be, in the moment more, trying to appreciate things as they're happening. Cause I do find myself in some, crazy situations sometimes. And I'm like, this is cool. And like, when I started doing this show, it was always, I want to do this. And then you get to do some of those things and then you move on to the next goal or, whatever it is, anything in life. But, you need to learn to appreciate it, the little things as they're happening and stuff too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think if there's like any positive that comes out of the state of the world right now, I think that we are all like, having to take a step back and really appreciate, the good things. And so,
Yeah.
Gotta look at the plus side, cup half full. Yeah.
Right. Well, so you mentioned growing up in a small town. What that was in Louisiana, right?
Louisiana. Yep. I'm from Opelousas, which is right by Lafayette. So kind of south central Louisiana. And my town's grown a little bit since I was born and whatnot. We got a Walmart and then a Pizza Hut and all that stuff. Yeah. But, so it's definitely grown a little bit and is continuing to grow. I grew up right down the road from the racetrack and, it was a great upbringing and I appreciate it more and more, the longer that I'm gone.
Yeah. My small town, like yours, like is not quite small town anymore. It still has that feel. When I go around town, I bump into people around, wherever my, gas station or whatever. And like, it's always, hey, how's your dad? Or, that different, sure. So it still has that definitely small town vibe to it. But yeah, it's definitely grown and by leaps and bounds since I was a kid here. And so it's very strange that when you're in a small town, it's not small town anymore.
I know, that's really interesting. And as you're saying this, it sounds like a country song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to write it and send it to you.
I was listening to an interview with you today and there was something I thought the same thing. You said, somebody asked you about running into celebrities in Nashville or something like that. And you said, that you ran into Keith Urban at a Whole Foods or something like that. And I was like, hey, that sounds like a country song right there. Like,
Mo Pitney has a wonderful song about meeting Merle Haggard. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I do that a lot. Like, I feel like I've never really got to sit down and apply myself yet to be a songwriter. It is a goal of mine. I haven't applied it, but it is something I want to do. I'm a huge fan of songwriters, yeah. But I often hear, like, you know, especially like if you hang out with like an old man, like they just like speak in these like hooks of, you know, lines of songs, and like,
yeah,
you're like, what'd you just say? Like, that is right there.
You know what? It is never too late to start. And, it's sort of a muscle, and it's something that you like obviously have to like work at. And, but you're so right. I mean, there are songwriters, they just speak in poetry.
Right.
And that's how, I mean, a lot of your great songs were born, just being in a bar, and they're writing songs all day. And so they're, you know, shooting it at the bar, and they just say something that everyone's eyes get wide, and they're like typing it in their phones, or back then writing it on a napkin. Yeah, it's a cool town. And when you're always surrounded by it, you just like, it's all you do, you know?
Yeah. So when did you really start finding yourself getting into that world as a songwriter?
So I think I was around like 14 or 15 when I started writing songs. I had a vocal coach that ended up just being my mentor, and she really pushed me to write. She's, you know, no matter what it was. And I think it was a rodeo song that was my first song, and really it was just, it was just fun. Like, I've always just loved like rhyming words and whatnot. And I didn't really think anything of it. I just kind of did it. And, I mean, I was sort of like in the age of Taylor Swift at that moment, where it was like, oh, she did that, I could do that too. And so I don't even know why I thought I could, but I did. And, and they were really bad. They were really terrible. But, I mean, I just kind of felt like, you know, a misunderstood kid, and the only way to really get my feelings out and express it was through music. It didn't make sense when I tried to, say what I was feeling, but somehow it made sense when I put it to music and sang it.
Yeah.
So, and here we are. And I just kind of figured I'd be a songwriter. And I kept writing songs, and somewhere along the way I found my voice through writing songs. Now I'm bit with the bug, and there's no turning back.
Yeah. I also heard you say that you wrote a collection of songs, and you end up recording your first record, an EP or something, in your garage or something. Is that right?
I did, yeah. I think it was, I don't know how many songs I had written at that point, but I hadn't written too many songs. And I started coming up here to Nashville just every now and then, just to write with different people, as a lot of us do before we actually move here. Yeah. And so I had a handful of songs, and my dad's best friend was all gung-ho about it, and we recorded it in my garage, and I didn't know what to do with it, but I grew up on Texas music, and I'm like, let's try that, because I think it's cool and that's where I want to be. And so we went and worked into Texas radio, and I got a number one off of it. And I didn't even know what I was doing, and somehow it worked, and I jumped in there. And yeah, I'm really thankful to have that base and have that scene, to be a part of that scene.
You know? Sure. I sometimes feel like that's part of it. You know, people often ask for advice, or, you know, hey, got any tips, or how did this? But sometimes it's best not knowing anything and just doing it, and just
exactly,
because you don't know any better to what, you know, so. So I agree. Like, I think that's such a cool story that you just went and did it, and then you turns out it worked out like for you. You got the number one, like I said. And
yeah, I was actually just having that conversation earlier today of someone who you know, wrote with this really big songwriter, and they're like, man, how did that person get that? We've been trying for so long and, you know, whatever. And they're like, she just asked.
Yeah.
And she didn't know any better that she just asked and said, hey, you should write with me. Can we write sometime? And that person said yes. And so she ended up with this really big songwriter because she just didn't know any better. And then it's like, well, we should just ask, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm not that. Definitely. I do that with, especially with this show. I'm like, worst they can say is no, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, why do we get so afraid of ourselves and other people? And like, we're all just human at the end of the day. So,
oh, yeah. Sure. I know, I guess I'm probably come out of all that somehow, but you end up, getting to cut a song with Randy Rogers, who, mm-hmm. is one of my absolute favorites. So, which I think is, that's gotta be a pretty crazy kind of moment where that kind of comes to life.
Yeah. I had just moved to Nashville and I was working on some songs, and Ain't Enough Beer and Too Bad were recorded on that same day. And but I found the song. I've started working with a producer up here, and his name is Paul Worley, and he produced Lady Antebellum and the Dixie Chicks, and I mean even further back, like Highway 101, like so many people. He's a legendary producer. And And he really taught me a lot about, even though he's not a songwriter, he taught me a lot about being a songwriter in the sense of, and being an artist, because your songs have to be at a certain level, but also they have to really ring true to who you are. And so he really encouraged me to go out and look for songs. And because that is country artists don't really do that as much anymore. Which it's just the way that the industry went. But, like we would not have George Strait if,
sure,
you know, if there wasn't these incredible songwriters that he cut some songs from. And so, he really encouraged me to go out and find songs. And I found a ton of amazing songs, and I'm like, okay, my songs have to like reach this level. And until they do, you know, if this song is exactly how I'm feeling at the moment and it's better than the one that I have, I'm going to go with that one. And so I cut one of my own songs, and then I cut two outside songs. And one of those songs was Too Bad, and I loved it. I fell in love with it the moment that I heard it. And it was just this feeling, and it was a duet, obviously. And we tried to make it to where it wasn't a duet, and it just wasn't working. And so we were just sort of scratching our heads on who I could ask to sing this song with. And Paul was like, well, he's like, I'm friends with Randy Rogers. I produced one of his records, and let me see if Randy would do it, because I think Randy would sound really great on this song. And I think that was also one of the moments, like he and I were just like, yeah, we'll just ask Randy. And sure enough, Randy was like, actually, I love this song, and which you sent me on this girl sounds great, so let's do it. And I sort of got the opportunity to record that with Randy probably long before I should have gotten the opportunity. But he was so wonderful, and he showed up and just absolutely crushed it. And he took me out on the road after that, and we shot the video. The nights like after the show, just like having a beer with him and the band on the bus, and talking about the industry and picking his brain, I soaked in so many lessons. And it was just a really incredible experience. And I'm hoping that he does another one with me in the near future. Yeah.
That's like a college course in country music.
Oh my gosh,
right there.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He doesn't hold back, like the good, the bad, the ugly. He'll let you know what he's thinking. So mm-hmm. It was great. It was awesome.
Was Paul a part? Do you know what record it was? Because the one that really like always stood out to me, and I was a fan as soon as I heard it, was the self-titled, but the When the Circus Leaves Town. Like that's such a great track.
Yeah, I need to look back and see which record that Paul was on with them.
Yeah.
I cannot remember for the life of me, but
I remember a buddy of mine who, you know, obviously we do a lot of that, like just swapping songs. Like I'd be like,
yeah,
have you heard of this guy? Have you heard of this? And like, and he sent me Randy Rogers for the first time when Circus Leaves Town. And I was just like, man, such a killer tune.
Yeah.
Great storyteller. Also,
the new Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen record, if you haven't heard it yet, it is
there you go. Wonderful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, big fan of Wade also.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Let's talk about the one I've been on, has been on repeat for me this since I knew we were going to get to record. The first I was introduced to your music, which so big thanks to Jim for helping connect the dots for that. And but I went deep dive into what you have out there, and One Night in Tulsa, which I guess is your second most recent single out there right now that you've ever pushing out there. But just I just love the song. I love the writing, and just I just like must be a pretty special person if you're going to have to go through all that stuff for
right
for one night. So
yeah, thank you so much for loving the song. It's one of my absolute favorite songs that I've ever written. And I was very hungover. It was like, there was this guy in California, and obviously I was here in Tennessee, and he was going to be in Oklahoma for like the weekend and wanted me to come. And so it's like, okay, we live on separate ends of the country. Let's just meet in the middle. And, I was very tempted and I wanted to so bad. But if I would have gone, I would have missed out on a big co-write that I had been waiting for. And so for once I used my head. Way to go, Kylie. And I stayed and I walked in and they're like, how are you doing? And I was like, honestly, it's like, as much as I want to be here, I don't want to be here.
Right.
And I'm like, I've got this title. What do you think? And we wrote it within like an hour. It was very quick and it was very meant to be. It felt like it was very meant to be. And so I remember leaving the room that day knowing that this song was going to do something for me. I didn't know what it was and I couldn't sleep for a couple of days because it was just haunting me in the best way possible. And it did. It was like the song that I don't know, it just really like shaped everything of like, this is what you're doing and this is what you're here to do. And like the melodies in this, the story, this is everything you've been trying to do. And here it is.
The trouble with leaving is somebody stays. And the problem with goodbye is it only goes one way. And I'd ride a buck wild Mustang and bang back with no reins. I'd take a barefoot walk across Arkansas. I'd spend a month in the desert just to be together for one night in Tulsa, for one night in Tulsa. Well, the thing about lonely is there's too much time to think. Like me lying here knowing, well, if it was all up to me, I'd ride a buck wild Mustang, bareback with no reins. I'd take a barefoot one night in Tulsa. Well, I'm running on empty like never before, and I miss Oklahoma, but I miss you more. And I'd ride up a wild Mustang, bareback with no reins. I'd take a barefoot walk across Arkansas. I'd spend a month in the day just to be together. For one night in Tulsa. For one night in Tulsa. Just one night in Tulsa. Just one night in Tulsa.
Yeah, I love that song so much, and I can go on and on and on about it.
Yeah.
And I totally trip people up now because I mean, I've got songs on Texas radio, obviously. I'm from Louisiana. I live in Tennessee, and, like, this song's about Tulsa.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma. And so normally people would be like, oh, what part of Texas are you from? Because I'm so associated with Texas. And I'm like, actually, I'm from Louisiana. And now they're like, where in Oklahoma are you from? I'm like, dang it. I did that to myself, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Did it end up working out with that guy? Did you,
it did not.
No,
it did not. But
I didn't know if there was a happy ending to the story or.
No, yeah. I wish I could say there was, it did not, but, I got a great song out of it. We're still friends.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't know. I kind of believe in some of that too. Maybe those people were just brought into your life for that moment, you know, to write that song. And
totally agree.
So,
totally agree.
Yeah. Yep.
I would have never gotten that song if it wasn't for all of that. So, right. Yeah.
But, yeah, great, great song. Available everywhere you get your digital media. Be sure to find Kylie on your Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. With Kylie French Fry is your handle.
Yeah.
So I which I loved. Cracked me up when I saw that.
Oh, yeah, I know. You gotta have fun with things. I'm like, whatever. I'm French, and no one knows how to spell my name or say my last name anyway. And so I'm going to put it in a way that they have to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Do you get the Glenn Fry thing a lot? Do people ask you about it all the time or?
Not really. You think that they would. That's what kind of trips me up too. I was like, people know who Glenn Fry is and it's spelled the exact same way. So you would think that would catch on. We are related very far down the line. I mean, all fries are, there's a whole like book about it and everything,
yeah.
Whatever. But I'm not very directly related to him.
Sure.
I say that I am because it's cool. And I'm a fan. So
yeah.
I'm like, well, if they can catch on to Glenn, they'll catch on to Kylie one day, you know?
Yeah. Mine's similar. A name like Presley, I get asked all the time if I'm related to Elvis. And
Elvis.
Then, but what's funny is I don't get.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I don't, it's always a dead giveaway if a telemarketer calls and they ask because sometimes they'll even a name like Presley, which is, should be pretty well, with the king of rock and roll and everything, but they still get some weird pronunciation of it. So it's a
shame on them.
Yeah. But, it's funny. I get it a lot. My grandma used to always say I look like him. I was like, whatever, grandma, I think it's more of one of those things. Like when people hear the name, they just like, oh yeah, you kind of look like him. I'm like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, but it's fun. It's definitely a good talking point. People give somebody something to, you know, a nice little icebreaker.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you are currently out in support of your new single, and it's called Spur of the Moment.
Yes.
You'll be hopefully, if everything goes well, you'll be here in St. Louis on August 20th.
Yes.
At Blue Strawberry. So that'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can make that happen that night, celebrate, this new song and everything else.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I've spent about 4 hours in St. Louis. I was passing through, I don't even know where I was going, but, I saw the arch and I'm like, we have to stop. And, so we did and ate at a little Italian restaurant. The game was just letting out. We tried to go up the arch, but there was a wait time. But I've been wanting to come and just spend a weekend because it seems like such a cool city and because like so much to do. So I'm very excited to come and hopefully we can make that happen. It looks like we will. So crossing my fingers and my toes, and yeah. I cannot wait to come to Blue Strawberry.
Well, I think I think you'll fit right in. I think you'll enjoy yourself here in the city because I think there's a lot of similarities to, you know, to like a Louisiana area and then in the East Spain, like having a French background and stuff. And like, I think there's obviously a lot of French roots here in St. Louis and there's, you know, but we do definitely do our own thing with a lot of our cooking. We are, you know, kind of known for some of our various cuisine. So I don't know if
you're gonna have to give me some suggestions when I come up because
a big one that we do here is our toasted raviolis,
with
deep fried pasta. So
yum.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
I love ravioli,
and they're apparently they're zero calories too. Who knew? But
yeah, who knew?
I like to tell myself that after, but
If you're not in your hometown eating, calories don't count.
Sure, yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
We also get a lot of for our pizza. We have a little place called Emo's here, thin crust pizza that is a lot of people don't experience and
amazing.
So that's kind of the go to. Anybody that first timers in St. Louis, you gotta try Emo's out. Yeah.
So, a friend of mine sent me a link. I think this was a couple of years ago and I have not forgotten about it, but apparently there is a restaurant in St. Louis that has like 27 different ranch dressings.
Yeah. There's a place called Twisted Ranch.
Okay. That's where I'm going for sure.
They had like actually a video, like one of those, we forget what company it was, but somebody did like a video and it like ended up going viral with all these ranches.
Okay. That's probably what happened because she sent it over to me and I'm such a ranch girl. So I'm like, I want to try all of them for sure.
Yeah. I still haven't made it. I remember when they opened, it was like going nuts. You know, obviously a lot of people wanted to try it out. And so I kind of put it on hold, good waiting for the buzz to kind of die down a little bit. And
that's awesome.
I still haven't been yet, but I got to go check it out.
That's great.
One of my favorite spots here in town is a place called Broadway Oyster Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I also happen to work there, but it's our own little slice of New Orleans, you know, so it's definitely got that Cajun Creole cooking going on. And we do a lot of, everything's going full steam, we get a lot of reggae and jazz and blues and funk and soul, kinds of good music through there. So
amazing. I love it. I'm definitely coming there too. Maybe I'll just have to come a week ahead of time.
There you go. Yeah. Take it all in.
All of the spots. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And then of course, we're also known for gooey butter cake, which a lot of people don't have around. So it
sounds incredible.
It's really good. And so you have to come try all those. A lot of these things are owned like exclusively to St. Louis for some reason, but
wow.
Yeah. So
amazing.
Yep. I saw a video. Jim Gaffigan was in town at like a performing, and he like wanted, he tried the pizza, he tried gooey butter cake and all this stuff. And like, it was really funny watching him just, you know, eating all this, all of our St. Louis food.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so neat. Did he go by your restaurant?
Yeah, he has been there, cause I, my friends have, you know, coworkers have pictures with him and stuff. So yeah, he's definitely been in there too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's, and Oyster Bar is like, 2 blocks from the ballpark. So it's right, right downtown there and stuff. So
nice.
Yeah. But so you have to come down and check it out. I had to come, down and hang out with you guys in Nashville. I've passed through a couple times, but I still have never done like the proper, songwriter rounds and, you know,
really
done it upright.
Oh, you have to come experience it. Yeah. You have to. It's unlike anything you will experience anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm sure to be like heaven on earth for me, for, cause I'm, like I said, I'm a giant fan of songwriters. I do my own little songwriter showcase here in St. Louis, monthly. And,
cool.
And I tried to, you know, obviously it's been done, but I tried to like kind of model it after like a bluebird type of thing. We're not quite in the round, but I do, you know, 3 riders on stools and in a listening room setting, and just try to, you know, actually people focus in on the songs and appreciate what these writers are doing.
That's great. That's awesome. Heck yeah.
So I have a ton of fun with that. I've been doing that for 2 years and
yeah,
no repeats yet. So that's a lot of fun that all the variety comes through.
Awesome. Well, y'all are in such a great spot. I mean, we're only like, 5 hours from there. So it's a pretty easy drive for us road dogs, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, when you come to town, what's your go-to road snack when you're out there touring and stuff? Do you have a...
I like sort of like make my Lunchables in a way. So I'll like bring a thing of crackers and like lunch meat and like have like some cheese like chopped up and like, and that with like some carrots or something. Or cucumbers, and so I like, that's my lunch on the road. Every time I leave home, it's just become a habit. Like I didn't even try to make it into anything. It was just like I just enjoy it, and so yeah, that's my road food.
Sure, that sounds pretty good. And of course you can, you know, it stay fresh for a while, and you can snack on it for quite a while.
Exactly. So. Pack up the cooler. Save a few bucks and, you know, stay away from some greasy food until it counts. You know,
yeah, right.
I'd rather not waste my greasy food calories on McDonald's. I'd rather come to some places I can not go to in any other town than
get some toasted ravioli.
Yes. Yeah, you're speaking my language. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you, I mentioned Spur of the Moment earlier, and let's talk about this song.
Yeah.
This is your latest single, so it's call your radio station or go on Spotify, Apple, wherever, and tell them you want Kylie Fry and Spur of the Moment. Another great song. Just and I really like I've noticed this in a couple of different songs recently, and it's but I like when you hear the phrase for face value, Spur of the Moment. And you think of one thing, but it's also referencing to other Spurs. So I've enjoyed that, you know, kind of play on it and stuff. So,
yeah.
But this is, I guess this is kind of a little, obviously you, big part of your life. I remember I read a little thing about you growing up in kind of in a rodeo life and stuff. So, I guess you obviously speak from the heart about a lot of this stuff in this song.
Yeah, I grew up tying goats, and I was a rodeo queen, and I roped calves, and I didn't play sports. We rodeoed every weekend. That's all we did, and it was awesome. It was wonderful, and so, I mean, with that came cowboys, and that is definitely – it's a cliche for a reason, you know, like the cowboy up and leaving, and – when I did it growing up, you know, all through high school. It tends to be a pretty family-oriented sport at that point. But then when you, you know, go on to the professional level, it's a lot of miles and it's a lot of hard work and it's no joke. And so you're always being pulled off to the next rodeo. And, so I have definitely been in that situation, with my love life. And so, when I heard that phrase, I think I don't even know where I was or what I was doing, but I remember hearing the phrase and it just like a spark went off in my head. The light bulb flipped on of like, wait a minute, we could have a double meaning there. Right. And, so I wrote it with a lady named Leslie Satcher, and, Leslie is like my therapist here in Nashville. She is wonderful, but she has written some of my favorite songs, like Troubadour for George Strait, and a personal favorite, When God Fearing Women Get the Blues by Martina McBride. And so I had that title, and with a title like that, you pretty much know how the story's going to go and whatnot. And in my mind, I was just sort of thinking of this ballad. But Leslie has a way of turning songs into giving them energy and giving them life, yet still telling a story. And so that is exactly what I wanted. And I brought it to the master of them. And we wrote it very quick. And it's a fun one. I open every show with it. It's a great show opener. And it just like sets the bar and sets the energy. And, it's a great full band song. It's turned out to be a really wonderful radio song. And, everything about releasing this from like putting out the song, I mean, it was just sitting in a Dropbox folder for me, and this pandemic hit, and, I had a lot of time and I was like, I'm going to release this song that I have because it's recorded and it's ready to roll and why not? And so it was very spur of the moment in the release. The video actually premieres tomorrow on CMT.
Oh,
and
cool.
we threw the video together. We planned it in less than 24 hours and we shot a spaghetti Western. And so it's all been very spur of the moment. It's definitely lived up to its name. And it's been a fun song to push and to finally let out into the world.
Well, the night he rides in Denver, said we could not go together, said he had a handful of saddle bucking bronc. And why would I want to tag along the road? Ain't no place to ride my songs. He'll be back before I'd even know he's gone. Before my first cup of coffee, he was way on down the highway. And the spur of the moment is really digging in. It's digging in. It all. No, he ain't my mama's dream, but he's everything to me, and I won't sleep a wink until I get the call. The Lord knows loving him takes thick skin, cause the spur of the moment is really digging in. It's digging in, digging in, digging in. Yeah, the spur of the moment has taken him again. He's gone again. Digging in. we could not go together. Said he had a handful of saddle bucking brawn.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So again, this available everywhere. Do you think this will be a part of a? Is it shaping up to be a EP or an album or anything? Or are you gonna?
It is. Yes, yeah. I can finally say that. So I have been working on a project, and I'll put out an EP in September. As of right now, it's looking at September 18th. I maybe should not be saying that, but I don't care because I'm so excited, and it is about time.
Oh yeah.
So you can look for a full Kylie Fry project in mid-September, and we will sprinkle a few more songs to sneak peek it before then.
Very cool. I'm pumped. Like I said, I've been listening to everything that you have out there on repeat today, getting excited for getting to hang out with you, and so I'm ready for some more new songs. And
me
even,
too.
Even awesome. Though these are all new to me right now, but they are sure. Still. It's just
I think that is like the biggest thing that I get from people. They're like, your songs are great, but like, once we hear them, we want to hear more and we can't hear more. And I'm sure. Like, I know it's coming.
Well, I tell my friends all the time though. I'm like, that's just me as a fan. Like, I mean, you could put out like, you know, whatever, a double LP and like, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, cool. When's the next one? You know, it's like,
exactly.
I'm still going to want more. It's just the nature of being a fan.
Yep.
So,
yeah. Which is wonderful, which is what keeps us going. So.
Yeah. But, I'm excited for you. That'll be really cool to get a new EP out there. And I'm excited for that video too. That sounds
Me
fun.
Me too. Yeah. You'll have to check it out tomorrow.
Will do. And then, it's cool to, I had girls, Walker County on the show recently.
And
they were talking about getting to debut the Hamptons on CMT and all that, and like,
yes.
So it's really neat that music videos still have especially in country radio, have at least a place to go get played, because otherwise it's YouTube, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's hard to find anywhere. And but I still love it. I mean, obviously in our time of social media and everything now, it seems like a song has to have a visual to go with it anymore. Like,
sure.
So
totally.
But it's just kind of strange that we don't have the MTV and everything else
I know. I wish that we were still in the days of like epic music videos that were just played, you know, 24 hours around the clock.
Right.
But, you know, we still make them, and they still get seen. And I'm thankful for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the business has changed to accommodate. I even heard that like your YouTube hits count versus towards Billboard charts and stuff that, you know, that's all into consideration on all these new singles, because people are getting so much of their media through YouTube now. So.
Sure.
It's just kind of it's not you know, there's no, you know, good or bad or whatever. It's just all just changed, you know. So
it's always changing. Yeah. And you just adapt and go on to the next cool thing.
Yeah. So but I'm like I said, and I think Spaghetti Western, so that sounds fun. I'm a big fan of that. Obviously I liked Tarantino, I'm a big fan of his work, and of course, like Django Unchained, kind of his take on a spaghetti western and stuff. And so I'm excited to see Kylie's take on a spaghetti western. And
well, thanks.
Yeah. You you can catch Kylie in town here in St. Louis at Blue Strawberry, located in the Central West End area, on August 20th. Are there tickets for that show or,
You know what? I probably should know that. And I do not.
Well, but I'll see if I can find some more information and attach to it when I post this. And
there you go.
But, I guess for everything else you can, is it KylieFry.com? Is that right?
Yep. KylieFry.com.
And then that, they'll link you to everything there too. And of course all the socials and everything you can find there. And I'm sure that music video will be up there soon too.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, this has been incredible. I really, I've had a ton of fun getting to hang with you.
You too. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I do have a couple of quick questions for you before we get out of here. I just have fun with asking these. So what's a song that always gets stuck in your head?
Here lately, it has been Miranda Lambert's Bluebird, and I just saw that went number one, which is really cool. But that song has been stuck in my head. Like this past month for sure.
Nice. Yeah. I actually manage a band also. And okay. They play kind of this more Oregon trio type of stuff. And they played a cover of Black Coffee in Bed from Squeeze. And that's been stuck in my head since that gig. So it's a fun song.
Epic.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a really fun song if you haven't heard that one, but
that's great.
Check that out. What's your strangest fear? Do you have anything?
Getting married. Oh yeah. probably the more that I would talk to people my age, it's probably not that strange of a fear, but to me, it's pretty strange that I have that fear. So,
well, we were kind of, late compared to a lot of our friends. September, we celebrate 6 years, me and my wife, and, I was 29 when we got married. So, but I don't regret any of it. That day was a ton of fun. Ever since then, it just made us stronger and closer together. Yeah. I think I'm with you. Like I was probably beforehand, if you would ask me, even we were together, like I wasn't even quite sure about marriage and everything, but after we decided we're already together anyway, might as well do this thing. And
I'm sure with the right one, it changes everything,
but it's marriage has been a lot of fun. So hopefully you can find the right one and make it work out for you.
We'll see.
Yeah. You, what's a song you wish you wrote?
I have a lot of them.
Yeah. What's the most recent? You were like, man, that's like, just tells your story or something like that. They just really hit you.
It doesn't really tell my story, but it's like, it's such a cool song and I always wish I would have written it. But, the Ashley McBride's, Little Dive Bar in Dahlonega. It's so great. It's so wonderful. It's not really my story at all. And it's so, but that's what's so great about it is it's so descriptive, but you could still find yourself in it no matter who you are.
I like that too. Like even if it's not necessarily your story, but the way the people are so convincing when they sing this song that you're like, that you believe that it's their story almost. Like it's like,
exactly.
All right. So if you could be a superhero, what would be your name and your superpower?
Ooh, okay. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it would be like Kylie Supersized Fry, and I would like just be able to like shoot French fries at anyone that I want to.
Yeah, I can get behind
that. Make everyone's day be like, you get French fries, and you get French fries. Put a smile on your face.
Hey, that'd make me smile if somebody.
Right?
I'd get to go for some French fries right about now.
Heck yeah.
Do you do any celebrity impressions?
Oh, me. I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I'll probably get off of here and be like, oh, I should have done that. But yeah.
It's
we'll pass on that one.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fun. I just like throwing it out there to see if people...
Because if someone does have an impression, then you know that they've practiced it and they're really good at it. So I definitely understand why you asked that question.
Sure. Let's see. What's a dream duet or collaboration you would like to see for yourself?
George Strait.
Yeah?
For sure.
Yeah. King George.
King.
Yeah. So good. That would be so much fun.
Or Reba.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, how about new super group right there? All three of you.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah. Bring it all together. That would be, Reba would be a ton of fun too. I just caught myself singing Fancy in the Car the other day and having a great time.
Yeah. I love it. So. That's awesome.
All right. Well, Kylie, I'll let you go. I really thank you for spending some time with me today and sharing some of these stories and songs with us.
I appreciate it. I couldn't do this without people like you spreading the word. So
I'm happy to do my part. I'm gonna come down to Nashville and I'll probably hit you up for some advice on some of the go-tos and stuff. And
please do.
But yeah, I'm excited to make it down there and take it all in properly one of these days soon.
Absolutely. I'm crossing my fingers and excited to come to St. Louis here soon. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you. And I will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.